Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, friends, and happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, I want to begin the show with a text message. I'm going to read it to you.
Ooh.
If you guys could just be a little bit more quiet this morning, that would be awesome. I have a hearing test at 7 o'clock. After that, I don't care how loud you are.
Who's this text from? Is it from your husband?
No, it's from a rockaholic.
Oh.
So maybe they just want it to be a little bit more quiet in their ears before their hearing test this morning?
I mean, I think that's probably the best thing for us to do right now, I would say. Wouldn't you?
I mean, I think it's the courteous thing to do. Just kidding.
Gotcha. Do you think that was meant for us?
I think so. I mean, it came in at our text line.
There are more. Look, peek behind the curtain. There are times people are texting us that it's clearly not for us, or I don't know if maybe we're just the only person that they can text in the morning, so they just go on these rants, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But there are times also where people are like, I'm on my way home, and I'm like, cool, drive safe. And they're like, oh, crap, that was meant for my wife.
Wrong person.
I've done that before, too.
Oh, for sure.
I think I've done that to you guys before, where I'm like, love you guys. Not realizing, I thought I sent that to my wife and my daughter.
He does love us, just so you
know. But I do love you guys. Yeah. But it was, at that moment, I did not love you guys.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I didn't hate
you
guys.
In that specific moment.
In that moment, I was loving
your wife.
Right, and my child.
Well, we're not going to be overly quiet, I don't think, this morning. But we'll do our best.
Okay. After 7 o'clock, all bets are off.
Yes. Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, happy National... Boy, I got a question for you guys based on this. Happy National Beauticians Day.
Oh, nice.
Of course you'd be excited about that. I was just going to say, like, what is something like a beauty habit, a routine that you do that would surprise people?
I mean, I did an eye mask last night. It's obviously done nothing for the bags under my eyes, but I did do it.
Well, unfortunately, our job is going to continue to screw you over when you have to get up at like 4 a.m.
But I did get my hair done yesterday, which was very lovely, and I fell asleep in the chair.
Oh, that had to be tough for the... Is it tough or easy? I know. Shocking. I don't go to a hairdresser.
I mean, thankfully it wasn't when she was cutting it because that could have been really bad. But it was awesome when she was putting the dye in it, and my head kept doing like the head bob thing, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Well, it looks nice.
Thank you,
Danny. What about you?
I do my daily skincare routine right now, Steve.
All right,
it's pretty amazing.
You are glowing.
Do I look moisturized?
Yes.
Do I look less bags?
Honestly, you do look like you're glowing.
Oh, thank you.
What's your secret, Steve?
Oh boy. This will get. It's only because I do the stupid independent wrestling that at times I use tanner.
Yeah.
And
I have to ask my wife to get my back. So I'm always like, can you put the tanner on my... And she's like, so she'll be like rubbing the tanner on my back. And she'll just be like, I never thought in a million years I'd be married to a man that I got to put tanner on their back.
That is love. And
it
I
is.
Am here for it.
Yeah, so that's, I think that, and sometimes she has to shave my back, too.
Oh, my God.
That's about as far as it goes for me.
I just love you guys. That is awesome.
We're very odd. Hey, we're trying to be quiet for that listener, but the Mariners, they were quiet yesterday. At least their bats were quiet. Boy, oh boy, they only got like 3 hits. I mean, I wasn't expecting that bad of a performance, but it's okay. They lost 2-0 to the Twins. You can't win them all. They have another chance at beating the Twins today at 10 in the morning. So be able to watch that game as soon as we're done with our show.
The Seattle Seahawks have agreed to terms with a familiar face, Shaquille Griffin. He's coming back to the place where it all began, his NFL career. He's 29 years old. He was a 2019 Pro Bowler, and they're expecting that he'll compete for the third cornerback spot.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shaq. I mean, granted, he's not at the level that he was when he left us, but sure. You know what? That'd be a good, I heard that he would potentially was coming back, and I was like, I'm not opposed to that.
And remember when we had him and his brother on the squad? Yes. That was just my favorite little storyline ever.
That was a feel-good story.
It certainly was.
And then he left us.
Dang it.
Welcome back, though. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 67 degrees and cloudy, so it's summertime here in the Pacific Northwest.
January.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Mark your calendar because the next stop on the Men's Room World Tour is happening in Bremerton. It's going to be at the Tracyton Movie House on Saturday, July 19th, and it's going down from 2 until 5.
The Men's Room are hanging out with the Bremelos.
Oh, my God. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
We got live music from Woodshed planned. There's going to be food and beverages. Of course, lots of times to hang out with the Men's Room guys. And if you want the details on the party, you can grab all that info at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have reportedly split up. They've been very on again, off again, and to be honest,
no!
I didn't even realize that they had been together.
What is love if they can't stay together?
They were engaged. So Katy Perry is reportedly saying that she's at least happy to not be going through yet another divorce.
But I already bought their stuff on their registry. I hope I get a refund. Sorry.
Oh, you poor thing. I can't believe you're going through this.
This is tough. I don't know if I can finish the show today.
They apparently have been engaged since 2019. They have a four-year-old daughter together. And there's no real word as to whether or not this was like the straw that broke the camel's back. But apparently when Katy Perry went to space, Orlando Bloom thought it was completely ridiculous.
Really?
And was very embarrassed by her.
Wait, he was embarrassed by this?
I feel super connected to love. This experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you until the day you launch.
And then you realize you have no love for your guy.
It would have been so much cooler if she would have just been like, yeah, man, that was dope AF.
That would have been a little cringy as well, but less cringy. You're absolutely right. Cringy. If she just got off and was like, dude, that was amazing. My mind was blown. I think all of us would be like, I could totally understand that. But when you do.
I feel super connected to love.
You're like, okay, shut up.
Well, she's very disconnected to love because.
Could you imagine dinner time conversations if that's how she, especially after that?
Oh my gosh.
Like, do you have a friend? I don't know if you have this, but I have friends in my life that have experimented with some mind-altering drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And not just like the ones that like most, like the ones that like people think that are going to make you like a more worldly person. And then they come back from that. And it's like, dude, now all of a sudden, like, you're like this wannabe Rick Rubin type person.
So enlightened.
Yeah. And after a while, you're like, okay, enough. We get it. You did DMT or you did whatever. Like, then good for you.
Well, and then
Aaron Rodgers.
On top of all that, you know, she's been a little wacky on her tour. So I have no idea what's all going on
right.
There. Her choreography is just a hot mess. I mean, it's bad. So
yeah, if we're seeing, look, I can't get a peek inside their house. And I have no idea what's going on. This is just an assumption, of course. But if what we're seeing is kind of out there and that's her putting her best foot forward, what's going on behind the scenes?
Oh no.
I feel super connected to love.
And sometimes even when you just kind of like look into her eyes,
they don't
seem
like
they're
all there.
Something's going on in there.
Like, I don't know if she's on Britney level just yet, but it's starting to feel like she's going down that road.
So Orlando Bloom is a bit embarrassed by his now ex-fiance. Steve Miggs, what is something that you do? I mean, let's just get the scroll out of the list of things that embarrass your wife that you participate in.
How much time do we have? The number one I know for a fact, and she's warming up to it, is me doing independent wrestling.
I love that she's warming up to it, and you've been obsessed with wrestling the whole time you guys have been together and have been actively independently wrestling for quite some time.
Since 2017. Oh yeah, I think at first she was just like, what in the hell? You know what helped? is the reaction that all of her friends have when they find out, because they're fascinated by
it. Sure.
Like, I'm not saying that like that's the coolest thing ever, but they are definitely fascinated by it, and they have a lot of questions. They want to come. I've had more of her friends see me wrestle than my wife herself. Like, they go and they invite her, and she's just like, well, I got to be home with Tate. I'm like, just admit it. You can just say you're embarrassed. You don't want to be there. It's okay. I really don't care. The older I've gotten in my life, the less I care if people are embarrassed by what I do, including my wife. As long as she loves me, that's all that matters.
I just really love that her friends are like, yeah, I would love to go see your husband in tights.
They have.
Sweaty with other dudes, Sid.
Yes. And I don't know why she doesn't like seeing that.
Is there anything that she does that embarrasses you?
Exist. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of tightened up, you know. What about you? Okay, is it Brad or is it you? Who's the embarrassing? There's always one in the marriage or the relationship that's embarrassing.
I mean, I think I'm embarrassing all the time. Just
yes.
Because, you know, again, existing in the world.
Yeah!
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
So,
I mean, I'm a hot mess all the time. So, he's probably very embarrassed by me.
And also, he doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink.
And when you drink, we see a different side of Taryn Daly. Not a bad side, but not a good side.
Yeah, she gets a little wild.
A little embarrassing side.
Well, and like when Brad was a drinker, he was very embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. But now I would just say the thing that embarrasses me sometimes with him is just eating. Like the noises that he makes when he's eating. I'm like, I am hanging on by a thread to this marriage right now.
And what about you, Danny? Ooh. I feel like of the two, you're the embarrassing one.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's probably the fact that I still dress like I'm like 16.
13.
But she never calls it out. And at that point, she's just like, you want to go do emo night? Like, she embraces it. Like, aww. She's never been embarrassed by it that she said out loud.
Right.
But probably.
I can't wait for that day that Sid goes, you want me to help you suplex a man that's wearing nothing but spandex? It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, wow.
There's still time, guys. Yeah. There's still time.
I look forward to that day.
Well, what about you, Rockaholics? What would you say is something that you do that your partner is a little bit embarrassed by? Or what is it that your partner does that is embarrassing for you to experience? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something you do that your partner feels is pretty embarrassing? 206-803-ROCK. Or maybe tell us about the thing that they do that makes you cringe. The number is 206-803-ROCK. And we will take your calls after Puddle of Mud. Orlando Bloom apparently thought that Katy Perry's big space expedition was a very cringeworthy and embarrassing stunt.
Still don't understand why.
I feel super connected to love. This experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you until the day you launch.
I mean, she was up for, there was 10 minutes, right? Wasn't it 10 minutes?
I think so. That was probably the longest 10 minutes for the other people that were in that spaceship.
Having to share air with Katy Perry?
There was a period of time where I thought, like, she was the untouchable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it came to, like, celebrity quote-unquote crushes, like, it was, like, Katy Perry and everybody else.
Hottie McNaughty.
Especially when she had that Elmo shirt.
Oh, my God.
Danny, you remember the Elmo shirt?
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, one of the greatest Katy Perry pictures of all time. Oh. And then she became this.
I feel super connected to love.
Well, based on her completely embarrassing Orlando Bloom with her space stunt, we want to know about, you know, what is the thing that maybe makes you roll your eyes about your partner? Or on the other side, what is it that you do that makes your partner a little bit embarrassed? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text.
We got one text message that says, I'm pretty sure everything I do makes my partner cringe. I feel like Tarantula, you, Taryn Daly, and I are long lost sisters. From my bed, Jesus art bathroom, to my house decorated with middle fingers and dongs, he has to just shake his head all the time from our friend. Rose in Tacoma.
Yes, Rose.
What is happening at that place?
I want to come to that house. I love whatever's going on with her decor. I love it.
It sounds like a museum of embarrassment.
I mean, I do have a decorating problem that I think maybe Brad is a little sick of, a little annoyed with. I have a lot of chicken stuff. Like, we have a chicken tablecloth, chicken artwork, chicken salt and pepper shakers, chicken everything. And sometimes I think he's like, how many chickens is too many chickens in this house?
Then I'm glad I didn't purchase when I was at Rhubarb Days. They have all these, you know, there's always that one stand that just has like the inappropriate chicken pun
art
and t-shirts and hats. And there was one that was just, I mean, it was just one after another, hit after hit. And I'm like, I looked at my wife, I'm like, I got to get that for Taryn. She's like, no, you don't.
You don't have to.
Because it was very, like, it was kind of sexually suggestive. Like, with
oh, I hate chickens. That stuff.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've seen your t-shirts. And I was like, oh, that's the one. And she's like, you're not buying that.
Oh,
I was like, okay,
God.
Fine. And then I wanted to buy I guess this is another thing that I might embarrass my wife with, is like my impulse purchases, because I almost bought, it was like local artist that did like a bluey art, like a piece of art that was bluey. But it was like through the eyes of somebody who clearly was doing acid when they drew it. And I thought it was the coolest freaking thing. I'm like, yo, we got to get this for Tatum. She loves it. I'm like, look, showing it to Tatum. Tatum's not. She's just like, well, this is awful. Like, you know, like, yeah, that's bluey, but that's not very good.
You can't possibly like that, Dad.
And it's just like, you're not getting that far. Like, this isn't, we're not going to all of a sudden put, like, you know, the acid art of whoever that guy was. And it was not cheap.
Right in the front entryway.
I thought in our playroom.
Oh, for sure.
I thought she would love it. We got another text message at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, my wife hums like a child when she eats. It's super freaking annoying.
Oh, well, we should have his wife eat with my husband. In a separate room.
Does your husband hum?
He doesn't hum. He just, it's audible, and it drives me insane.
Oh, like chewing?
Yeah, or like, heaven forbid, there's soup. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's like whenever we get Chipotle, which is like every week with Tatum, but we get the chips, and my wife will always be like, can you eat those chips any louder? I'm like, I am trying.
Do you have a cavernous mouth?
Apparently. Like, my mouth is closed, and she looks at me like as if like I put like a like a microphone up to my mouth, and I have the speakers turned up to 10. And I'm just like, I'm doing everything that I can. I'm sorry.
This is the best it's going to get.
I guess the only thing I was thinking, like, when they brought that up, like, my wife does like to sing.
What?
I know that sounds like oh, God forbid she sings, but like, she'll just be singing while I'm watching a TV show, and I'm like, hey, can you, and it led to like one of our dumbest arguments I think ever. I'm like, hey, can you stop that? She's like, stop what? I'm like, singing. She's like, what do you mean stop singing? I'm like, you're singing a song while I'm trying to watch the show, and it's distracting. And she's like, well, I just like the song. I'm like, well, then go in the other room and listen to it.
Do you think that she almost just like sings on, like, without realizing that she's doing it? Like, it's just, yes, like a, almost like a reflex?
I think it's just like kind of like one, it's her thing.
Oh, I love that.
Someone just texted in, my wife thinks it's embarrassing that I still like to watch karate movies and do karate moves when I'm excited, like full on kicks in the kitchen.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Another text message, I wear Crocs with socks, and my girlfriend says I look like I just gave up on life, but I stand by the comfort.
Dude, Crocs are having such a moment right now. Everybody's wearing Crocs. Everybody's wearing Crocs with socks. I think, you know, you can't be embarrassed about it anymore.
Yeah, my five-year-old. I don't know if that's like the right example to give. My child likes wearing Crocs.
Same.
Well, that freaking kid, though, it's like, we have to constantly yell at her, be like, lock the damn Crocs.
Oh, yeah, you got to put them in four-wheel drive, for sure.
Because every day she's running around like the neighborhood and she falls, and she's like, I don't understand why I fell. I'm like, because your Crocs fall off.
Happens with Barrett, too. You got to put that strap on the back.
Yeah, lock them in.
Be a rookie.
Lock in the Crocs. Another person says, my wife calls me out for using a selfie stick at concerts. I'm like, I just want to get some cool shots.
I didn't even know selfie sticks were still around. I thought that was like very 10 years ago.
I just found my selfie stick, but if it's embarrassing, maybe I shouldn't take it out.
You know what I'm starting to realize? Selfie stick sounds like a different product.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if I was to create one, maybe that's what I would call it.
You know, I'm sure if you Google it right now, I don't want the targeted ads on my computer, so if you Google it, I feel like somebody has already made that version of a selfie
They've
stick.
They patented the adult selfie stick.
Probably removed the letters S and T.
Oh, yeah.
With a different letter.
Oh, my God. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. How would you like to beat Steve today? This man is sitting at 211 wins, 64 losses, for which feels like forever now, and 50 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Migs at 650.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.